Ecclesiology question 3. What is the biblical teaching on women being ordained as officers of the church? My response. The Bible speaks of similarities and differences when it addresses male and female believers. This response will first address how similar they are in their spiritual service and faith to Christ. The remainder will say that women are equally spiritual, but they have different roles. In Galatians 3, Paul states that all believers, quote, are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, end quote. Verse 26 and verse 28. What Paul means is that we are all one body and we are all equally spiritual. He is mainly describing that Jews and Greeks are in the same family, not separated by the law. With this illustration, he includes slaves to free men and male to female. While it is true that men and women are one and the same in Christ, this statement cannot be used to declare that we serve in the same roles, for it makes no mention of such an idea. It is simply pointing out that males are no greater in the family than women, nor is a free man, nor is a Jew. In Romans 16, Paul exhorts the church to greet and express love to all of the believers, whether they were men or women. See verses 1 through 15. He makes no distinctions of equality differences, whether male or female. In fact, Paul makes specific mention of, quote, sincere faith, end quote, that Timothy clearly saw in his, quote, grandmother Lois, end quote, and, quote, mother Eunice, end quote, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. He even warns in another letter not to, quote, sharply rebuke an older man, end quote, and similarly treat, quote, the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity, end quote, 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 through 2. The qualifications for an elder pastor are all male-related. Quote, any man above reproach, the husband of one wife, he will be able to exhort in sound doctrine and refute. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do, must be above reproach, the husband of one wife. End quote. Titus 1, verse 6, verse 9, 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 2, and the emphasis was mine. In 1 Timothy 3, verses 3 through 8, male pronouns are used for elder descriptions 9 more times. Verses 8 through 10 and 12 affirm qualifications for male deacons as well. It is clear that God has called men to be shepherds, overseers, and deacons. Though verse 11 connects women to the role of deacon with the statement, quote, likewise, end quote, we also read, quote, I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, end quote, in 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 12. Quote, the women are to keep silent in the churches. It is improper for a woman to speak in church, end quote, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 through 35. Obviously, this is not to say women cannot speak, sing, or ask questions. Women are commanded to learn. 1 Timothy 2, verse 11. They're commanded to teach younger women, quote, what is good, end quote. Titus 2, verses 3 through 4. And to serve, but they are not permitted to preach, teach, or exercise leadership over a man, which would include the assembly. The keeping silent refers to the role of taking position among the brethren as an overseer. Scripture speaks clearly that women are to serve in different roles. They are to teach, counsel, and encourage other women and children. They can be deaconesses, counselors, Sunday school teachers, and much more, but cannot be the shepherds. Proponents of equal rights for women often declare that these teachings by Paul are sexist and unfair. However, Paul couldn't have been clearer that women are to be valued and commended for their service and great faith in the body of Christ. They simply have different roles. This ultimately didn't come from Paul anyway, but from the Lord, as, quote, all scripture is breathed out by God, end quote, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. The Lord is triune. Each person of the Trinity is fully God, yet has a unique role. Christ didn't declare it unfair that he doesn't serve the way the Father does, and as a result disobey the will of the Father to usurp authority. To do so would be sin. In perfect submission, Christ and the Holy Spirit accept their roles as important yet different. The gifts that many women are given to teach, learn, and counsel are extraordinary and vital to the life of the church. Indeed, we should praise God for our women. However, in a time where liberal theology is encouraging female elders, the truth must be declared that God has commanded it not be so.